birth of Jesus. At that time, the emperor issued a decree for a census of the whole empire to be taken. This first census was taken while Quirinus was governor of Syria. Everyone had to be registered in his own town. So everyone set out for his own city. Joseph, too, set out from Nazareth of Galilee. As he belonged to the family of David, being a descendant of his, he went to Judea, to David's town of Bethlehem, to be registered with Mary, his wife, who was with child. They were in Bethlehem when the time came for her to have her child. And she gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the living room. There were shepherds camping in the countryside, taking turns to watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, with the glory of the Lord shining around them. As they were terrified, the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here to give you good news, great joy for all the people. Today, a Savior has been born to you in David's town. He is the Messiah and the Lord. Let this be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was surrounded by many more heavenly spirits, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, for God is blessing humankind." When the angels had left them and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go as far as Bethlehem and see what the Lord has made known to us." So they came hurriedly and found Mary and Joseph with the baby lying in the manger. On seeing this, they related what they had been told about the child, and all were astonished on hearing the shepherds. As for Mary, she treasured all these messages and continually pondered over them. The shepherds then returned, giving glory and praise to God for all they had heard and seen, just as the angels had told them.